Brilliance Audio presents To the Grave by Steve Robinson. Performed by Simon Vance. Jefferson Tate was sitting at the table in his hotel room, wondering how his latest assignment had come to this. It should have been easy. All he had to do was reconnect an adopted woman with her birth parents. She'd even been able to give him a name and address, albeit from 1944. Now he was thousands of miles from home, staring into the barrel of a Walther P-99 semi-automatic handgun. "Head or heart?" the man sitting opposite him said.
"What?"
Tate had heard the question, but he had to ask to make sure he'd heard it right. The man didn't say it again. He just moved the muzzle of the gun slowly from Tate's chest to his head and back again. He was a younger man, Tate thought, early 30s. Dressed in a navy pinstripe suit, shirt open at the neck. He was leaner than Tate, too. Much leaner. And he would be all the more agile for it. "I guess I can't talk you out of this, can I?"
"No,"
the man said.
"And if I go for the door, you'll shoot me in the back, right?"
"No."
"No?"
The man shook his head only slightly.
"You won't make it out of your seat," he said, through thin lips that sat dead straight on his face.
Tate tried to swallow, but he couldn't. He knew he was going to die. A part of him had known it the minute he'd walked into the room and saw this man sitting there. They were both very calm about it, and somehow Tate wasn't surprised by how he felt. He knew it was going to happen. They were resolved between them to kill and be killed.
Head or heart?
What kind of a choice was that?
"Does it matter?"
"Not to me," the man said. He shifted as he adjusted the round, frameless glasses that were pinched to the bridge of his nose.
"But if you choose heart, there's a small chance the first bullet will miss. Your head, on the other hand."
Tate tried to imagine what a headshot would be like. Quicker, perhaps. But what if the bullet went in through his eye? He winced. It didn't bear thinking about. He really did not want to be having these thoughts.
"Will it hurt?"
"I'm not going to tell you that you won't feel a thing, Mr. Tate.
But this is not personal. I'm not here to hurt you. Either way, the pain won't last long."
Tate turned away and looked out through the window, thinking that this man was as cool as the January night that had settled an early frost on the cars below. He breathed deeply and wondered where the time had gone. His time. He thought how ironic it was that he should die a lonely man in some nondescript hotel room trying to connect another client with her birth parents while he still had no idea about his own. How could he die without knowing who he was? He scoffed, thinking that death would certainly spare him that pain.
How had it come to this?
"Head or heart?" the man opposite him repeated.